Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, I shall see the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time, present the world today. My friends, my neighbors, my brothers, and my sisters. The world today is in a dangerous situation. My friends, the Chinese are scrambling jet at American warplane. The Russians are complaining at American targeting Russia with atomic bomb. My friend, these are serious situations. The candidates who are running for the White House, they are degrading one another. My friends, today I want you to know there are walls. These disciple acts, Jesus Master, when is it coming? When you gonna return back? He said on them, no man know the minute nor the hour that I will return. Even the angels that bow down before my Father, they do not know the minute nor the hour. They will not know the minute nor the hour the Son of Man shall return. But he said unto them, watch and pray. When you see these signs, there's wall in the bedroom, there's wall in the dining room, there's wall in the kitchen. Oh, there's wall in the front porch. There's wall in the street. My friend, my neighbors, there is wall everywhere. Nation rise up against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. Say, when you see these signs, know ye not that the time is as near at hand. When you see nation rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, wife do not trust their husband. Husband do not trust their wife. Children do not obey their parents. Parents do not look for their children. Knowing all that the time is that now. We are living in crucial time. We are living in the last day time. We are living in perilous time. When you see earthquake in diverse places, once it used to be earthquake in diverse places, now there's earthquake in your place. Famine in diverse places, now there's famine in your place. Murder in diverse places. There's murder all around. And it's coming on in your places. Know ye not that these are the signs. These are the signs of the coming of the Lord. Just look for the signs. because it said, be ye also ready in such an hour that you think not the Son of Man will appear. My friends, there are murder just about on every street corner. Every day there's a new set of murder killing. Every day there's a new set of robbing. They keep kicking the house door on with you in your house. Pulling your door off the hinges with you in the houses, my friend. These are perilous times. We are living, may know it unto you today, that you are living, we are living, they are living in perilous times. You have to watch the sign. He said, watch the sign, and it will tell you that the coming of the Lord is at hand. The coming of the Lord is at hand. My friends, the politician Warren, the politician seeking plan to defraud one another. Women are yet married women. Men are married women. Now they are back before the court. Women are divorcing women. And men are divorcing men. Oh, they thought it was going to be a good life. But don't you know that marriage is not so sweet after all? The homosexual thought marriage would be a sweet thing. But let me tell you, marriage is not sweet. This is the universal call to repentance. So whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, naked, and bad. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, if you are not saved, you need to call upon the Lord. If you are not saved, you don't need to get up here and shout. You don't need to jump in the ground to exercise. You need to call upon the Lord. This is, let the blind call, receive their sight. When Jesus comes, all Satan's power is broken. Let the deaf call. You will receive the hearing. The dumb will speak. The sick will heave. Lame walk. The hungry bread. Thirsty water. Weary rest. Sad glad. Naked clothed. You are clothed with the garment of righteousness. That whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I have the Holy Spirit power within me. He lives in me. Amen. Therefore, I am his disciple. I will not look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. Because my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. His truth is. My past have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I don't need, amen, prosperity, position, promotion, popularity to be heard. And I'll walk I don't have to be at the top of the pyramid to be recognized or to be praised or rewarded. And I walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race with patience and labor by the power of the Almighty God. Lift my prayer and labor by the power of the Almighty. My face is set, my gaze is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is now, my companion of few. Amen. My God are reliable, and my mission is clear. My mission is very clear. It cannot be bought with all the rice in China, all the gold in Kentucky, all the silver in New York. Not compromise, I will not compromise. Detour, lure away, turn back, deluded or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemies, ponder at the pool of popularity, and a mandate in a maze of mediocre. I won't give up. I won't shut up until I have stowed up, stayed up, paid up, and preached up for the cause of Jesus. I am a disciple of Jesus. I am a disciple of Jesus. I will preach until he come for me, and when he come for me, I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand, and the wound in his side, the wound that has the press him in his side, there flows blood and water. The Holy Spirit said, there was a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all the guilty power. Did you plunge beneath that flood? Did you plunge beneath that flood? Did you plunge beneath that flood and lose all your guilty stain? Our beloved, today, you too can plunge beneath that flood and lose all your guilty stain. My friend, you have the opportunity. A lesson today will be taken from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, from the 20th to the 39th. It's read as such. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept. By man come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall be all make alive. But every man is his own, in his own order, Christ the first fruit, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then come at the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rules and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he hath put all things under his feet. But when he said all things are put under him, it is manifested that he is expected, which did put all things under him. For when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? If the dead rise not at all, why are they then baptized for the dead? And why stand ye in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing which I have in Christ. He is the Lord. I die daily. If after the manner of man I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it mean? If the dead rise not, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived, evil communication, corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness, and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But some men will say, how are the dead raise up? How they raise up? They want to know. And with what body do they come? Paul said, thou fool, that which thou sowest in is not quickened, except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bear gain, it may change of wheat or of some other grain, but God give it a body as it had pleased him. Unto every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of man, another flesh of beast, another flesh of fish, and another of birds. There are also Cilicia's body. The body to Cilicia's. But the body of the Cilicia's is one. And the glory of the Cilicia's is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is reaped in incorruption. It is sown in dishonesty. It is raised in glory. It is sworn in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sworn in a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening soul. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural and afterward, that which is spiritual. For the first man is of the earth, earthly. Second man is of the Lord from heaven. My friend, as it is earthly, such are they also that are earthly. And as it is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And we have borne the image of the earthly. We shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither though corruption inherit incorruption. He said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be risen incorruptible. And we shall be changed. For this corrupted must put on incorruption, and this mortal put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruptible, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as he knew that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. My friends, the day before I leave you, I want you to know that there are two trains that riding. One upward bound and one downward bound. If the train that's going upward bound, they call them the heaven bound train. Those who are saved and sanctified and living in readiness to meet the Lord. Amen. They are bound with the gates of pearl and the streets of gold. Silver water running down the throne of God and the luscious garden where the tree of life are setting, waiting to be welcome you. not everlasting. Well, you eat of the fruit and you'll never die. My friend, don't you want to live eternity with God? And the other train is they call it the hellbound train. They're having a good time. They think they're having a good time. But the life you live will let you know what train that you pay your way on. If you cheat, if you murder, if you were stolen, if you had backbite, if you did fraud, if you did all manner of evil, then you had paid your way on the hellbound train. And the devil himself is the engineer. And he said, ha, 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 ha. Yes. You have paid your fare. The life you live. The good time you think you had. You have paid your way. You have paid your full fare. And the land you save in the lake of fire, where the worm die not and the fire not quench. My friend, you said, behold, I set before you a blessing and a cursing. Choose ye this day. You have the opportunity to choose today. If you desire in the heavenbound train, or if you work for the hellbound train. Now, my friends, at the end of the day, it's too late to work. You work all your life. You work. You spend all your time working for that, to pay that ticket on the hellbound train. So therefore, my friends, at the end of the day, it is too late. But at this point, with less than a minute on this radio, he said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can yet call. It is 60 seconds. You can call and escape that dungeon where the worm die not and the fire not quench. I believe it. There is no fire engine to come back. There is no door to open. There is no safety zone. All is danger zone. And all is where the worm die not and the fire never quench. And forever, you have lost your opportunity to change your, to make a choice, the right choice. You will lose your opportunity to make the right choice. And my friend, if you fail to make the right choice, then you have already made a choice that you will be one of those on that hellbound train who will be landed in the lake of fire where the worm die not, where the worm die not, where the worm die not, and the fire not quench. In lieu of the gates of pearl and the streets of gold. But my God will welcome you into his paradise as you live with him, as you live with him forevermore, our beloved. What a sweet relief from this world. We shall change from mortal into mortality, that we'll never die. Today, as I leave you, my friend, you still have this 1 minute to call upon the name of the Lord. Say, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall be saved.